winds reached 102 miles per hour in Scotland. At one point, people were told to stay indoors. It started early on. Adrian Gallagher's car was hit by a tree in Edinburgh this morning.
To be honest, out the corner of my eye, I just seen the tree coming down and trying to duck and move out of the way. But obviously not enough. Didn't seem that bad in the car, to be honest. But I think it wouldn't rub out.
But others weren't as lucky. One man died when a tree fell on his van in Kent. He was in his 50s and was pronounced dead at the scene in Tunbridge Wells this afternoon. The port of Dover has now reopened, with travellers having to endure difficult conditions when one ship had to wait for 3 hours to dock because of the rough seas. Heavy rain too has been causing difficulties. Dave White from the Environment Agency rescued a woman after her car stalled while trying to cross a brook near Bristol.
We're just coming through the village, just checking the bridges and such like for blockages, and we just happened to come round the corner and see the car come almost the opposite way, drive into the ford in front of us and basically get picked up by the water and swung around.
We're told it's very unlikely any East Coast train services will operate north of Newcastle for the rest of the day. Severe gales are likely to continue into this evening, particularly across Northern Ireland, Northwest England, North Wales and parts of the Midlands, but forecasters say the winds will ease overnight.